Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a couple of new friends, Dr. Nick Armstrong and Misty Stutzman. They're with the Institute for Veterans and Military Families. They're helping veterans all over the country get jobs and start new businesses. And Misty, thanks again for being here. Nick, good job today. I'm glad you guys are here, and I want to congratulate you on your work. Misty, give us the website, please.
Our website is ivms.syracuse.edu, and there you can see all of our programs, our research, really anything else that a veteran needs to kind of get involved and get networked in and create their goals.
So if I'm in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, or Sacramento, California, I can benefit from what you guys are doing?
Exactly. So we actually have over 90 employees in 9 different states on different military installations all over the world, but also our entrepreneurship programs are available to veterans from anywhere in the nation. And most of all of our programs are free, and a lot of them, like EBV, will even, you know, transport the veteran to one of 10 different universities across the nation so that they can receive that training.
Right. Good. That's so, Nick, let's talk about capitalization. When a business owner comes out of the military, when a veteran comes out of the military, they're probably not exactly rich. They may have limited credit capability, probably haven't built up much equity in a home, and those are areas where most small businesses get their initial capital. So I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that a veteran, especially a newly minted veteran, they're just now out of the military, has got a little bit of an extra degree of difficulty when it comes to capitalizing a small business. What do you think?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, in terms of those that are transitioning out, you know, that's one of the things that we really are seeing with the research of those access to capital issues. It repeatedly comes up as a top challenge of folks looking to start a small business.
And how do you help them with that?
Well, you help navigate them to the right amount of resources, and you provide them additional assistance in money management and other sort of financial readiness type trainings.
I hope you teach them that the best capital comes from a customer. That's one of the important lessons every entrepreneur needs to learn, Misty, is the best capital comes from a customer. When they write you a check, that's capital.
I agree wholeheartedly. When you look at that, you know why a lot of small businesses may not make it off the ground. It's because the proof of concept or the product just wasn't there yet for the customer to invest in them, because that's your
that's
best
right.
investor. So, you know, like, there's sources of capital to meet veterans where they're at and their business, just like we have programs to meet veterans where they're at with their business. But not 100%, it's your customer that is your best source of capital.
There are set-asides for veterans. The SBA helps small businesses. I actually one of the reasons I'm standing in front of talking to you right now is because at one point in time I got an SBA loan. I needed it, and I qualified for an SBA loan. I got it, and I paid it back. But they're not only available for small business. There are programs for veterans specifically, aren't there?
There are programs for veterans specifically. The SBA does have one, as you just mentioned. There's other crowdsourcing groups like Kiva that have veterans programs specifically.
Kiva, tell us about that.
Kiva.org is basically crowdsourced zero interest loan for up to $10,000. So it's not a huge amount of capital,
right. But,
it is a partner that, you know, we've worked with for a long time. And like
Good.
I said, it's an interest-free loan. So it's a great way that, you know, veterans can get some, you know, proof of concept capital, right? So if I just need a little bit to make my, you know, MVP, then that's, you know, one way to look at it. Another great one is our community development funds, the CDFI. So while banks can't make preferential loans to any, you know, sector, a CDFI can, and they're really in those communities to build those communities. And right now, you know, corporations continue to put their dedication towards veterans, and that now means veteran small businesses as well. So some of our large partners are stepping up and funding these community development funds so that those community development funds can then turn around loan to veterans, but also, and importantly, then give them training and resources so that they can continue to build their company and put that capital to its first best use.
Right. Nick, if I were coming out of the military right now and I wanted to start a business, and I would make a beeline. I would go directly. I would not pass go. I would not collect $200. I would go directly to the local community bank in my town, and I would build a relationship with a community bank. And even though they're not going to be able to do anything for me more than they could for anybody else, they do more for people. They do more for small businesses and startup entrepreneurs than anybody else does. And I would blend that with the kind of resources that you guys offer. Last thoughts, Nick.
Yeah, I would think that'd be a great plan for any transitioning service member. Get linked up with your bank, find mentors in your local community, access the resources that Misty just mentioned. Also, there's a Center of Excellence for Veteran Entrepreneurship where we're helping folks access local resources and to be able to plug into all that's available to you that set you up for success right there in your local.
Hey, Missy, Nick, good job today. Come back soon.
Anytime.
Missy,
Thanks so much.
Can you give us the website quickly, please?
It is ivms.syracuse.edu.
All right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.